from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, wow. No, that's not.
Wait.
You know what that means.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Howdy.
Howdy. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
It's Frog Boy's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Frog
Whoa!
Boy.
The lone good day in August.
Yeah. Well, my mom was born in August. Oh,
the also, second day that matters in August.
Well, Arbor Day. I thought
that was March.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness.
I thought we had that one.
When did you start celebrating Arbor Day?
I just wanted a day.
When is Arbor Day? Well, now I got to know.
Yeah. Huh? Sure.
April.
What?
April 25th.
Changes every year.
I was off.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Number two day.
What do you got planned today, Frog Boy? Did you put your makeup in the sink?
Hey, by the way, guess what? That sink's been empty. You know what I'm talking about. That sink's been empty recently. You know, I had to lay down.
So she hasn't gone anywhere.
No, I saw bought her a lot of makeup. Just went straight to Ulta afterwards.
I love how we Tommy Tough Guy, when we went out, and then we go home and we just succumb to the... You know,
$75 worth of makeup that day.
Ah,
$75. I don't even know how much makeup costs.
So, what are you doing? A Monday birthday? Yes. Did you celebrate last weekend? Because you were doing post game.
Hey, wait. So,
you
no,
doing this weekend? When does your or do you just get
did you
today's
have,
birthday half assed?
Did you have man stuff all over the sink as you spent the whole weekend?
I should have, right?
Yeah,
and I would have heard about it for sure. But no, I kept it pretty chill. Tonight, I will be in attendance. At Emerant Bank Arena for Monday Night Raw.
Oh, wow. Monday Night Raw's tonight?
It is, indeed.
How about that?
Yeah, all right.
That's kind of cool. You think any Panthers are going to be there?
I'm hoping they bang the drum. I don't know if they do that for Monday Night Raw. That'd be cool.
You think every sport
just bang
the drum?
Why not?
Drum?
He just thinks that Victor E. Ratt is going to be out there.
Yeah, I know what I'm trying to do. I want to do it for the Dolphins game.
What's that?
Bang the drum in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. To
rub it in.
So you've decided then you're going to Cleveland for the Dolphin game.
I'm going to Cleveland next weekend.
Are you really?
Is that I'm going to Texas.
Oh, that's the Texas game.
Yeah.
That's next. Why is it in Cleveland?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Because, no, I'm going to, me and Metcalf are going to drive to, in Cleveland. We're going to drive to Michigan and go to Michigan, Texas, and then go to the Cleveland game on Sunday.
That's preseason?
Wow. Yeah, no.
Oh, that's. No, so
seven.
That's in 2 weeks.
The seven, 2 weeks.
Okay, two weeks. Gotcha.
2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
So then. And I'm not missing.
What?
Flight schedule is brutal.
Is it?
Ooh. So I leave at 9 o'clock Friday night.
Okay.
I get in at 12, right? Turn around, probably get up at 5, 6, right? And then I fly out at 5:40. I'll land and then come straight to the station.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Miami?
I like. By the way, I like flying either early in the morning or late in the evening.
Hmm.
At middle of the day, flying, going to the airport, you know what I check my ticket for, though.
Mm-hmm.
That priority.
Of course. Yeah. Like, are you flying out of Miami?
Need that.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, here's the problem. flying out of Fort Lauderdale has 27 connections.
Mm.
So you can either fly at 9 at night and get in at 12, or leave at 7 and get in at 12.
It's just been, I've flown out the last two times I've flown out of Fort Lauderdale, and it was so much faster.
It is, but that's because there's no, like,
no,
American's a big hub. And so American flies out of, it used to be, I want to say Continental, used to be in Fort Lauderdale. And you could get direct flights. But I started flying Miami when I was in Minnesota. The only direct flights to Minnesota came out of Miami. So I would just go to Miami.
So you're going to Raw tonight. Who is the headliner? Do you know if they advertised what the match is? Do you have any idea? Have you been keeping up with the wrestling?
I don't. I do pop my head in for major events like The Rock's return or
WrestleMania.
Logan Paul does something crazy. But I'm just there for the event. Yeah, you guys ever been to a live wrestling event?
I've never been to a live wrestling event. I have been to some local wrestling facility, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
Fight Evolution Wrestling. I've been the shout out to
does micro wrestling count?
That's true. I have been to micro wrestling. I have been to micro wrestling.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it's somewhat like that. You know, just fun wrestling going on.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Don't be the only black person there.
What do you call you, Evander Holyfield?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sitting there. Look, we having a drink. We sitting there. Hey, Evander Holyfield.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, man.
Was no mistaking it either, because it wasn't even like the crowd was filled out yet. It was right. The first match.
I was literally the only black person there.
Yep.
So, everybody just, all of a sudden, everybody turned to look at me. I'm like, wow, this is messed up.
It was really one of those things, and we said this when we walked out of micro wrestling, and we were like,
I need to go take a bath.
We'll never be the same after this. like when you saw a tiny luchador motorboat a woman four times.
Four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A little much.
He took advantage of his stature to get away with that one.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if what we saw tonight was okay.
Afterwards, he's like, can you believe I got away with that before tonight?
Yeah, because he's probably got a bet in the background. How many times do you think I could do it before it's uncomfortable?
He probably goes micro arena to micro arena doing the same thing.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
So you think I could break the record tonight?
And then here's the thing.
Four motorboats.
They were staying in the hotel across the street. And when we were pulling up, they were all walking there, and like, dude, just like 15 little people just walking across the street to the arena, like, catch you off guard.
Definitely does. Okay, well, enjoy yourself.
Especially when they lie and say one coming in at 3:10. Dude, there's no way.
He's big, though.
But come on.
No, they lie a lot, though. I've seen, like, wrestling listings at, like, 8 feet, 500 pounds, and it's like, he's 6'5". Please stop.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto
Ford. We know trucks.
We'll get into it, because Dolphins preseason, they are undefeated.
Off. Really? I was pissed off. Oh, we'll really pissed off.
We'll get into that.
And I'm gonna tell you why.
All right. We'll get into that. Congratulations to Kalel Ware. Got engaged this weekend.
Oh, not to that cat, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's the only pictures we've seen is him of that cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I like that.
Why?
I don't want him to worry about his wedding or his marriage right now. I want him to be married.
He got engaged, dude. He could get married next offseason.
Engaged to rebounds and blocks, please.
It could be maybe like he is. Maybe he's also, maybe like this keeps him grounded, you know?
Yep.
He won't be distracted by Astron.
He won't be running them streets.
Yeah, he's going to need that in South Florida. It's good.
Or he's going to be accused of cheating in a month.
I don't like that.
I'm just saying. Hey, listen. Mm. Not for nothing. Some people have their stuff together. So it could very well be, you know, I'm not making any claims here. But Like when I came down in college, I told all the women on the plane, all you 10s and all you bougie girls up in Michigan, find a friend on the plane. Because once we get off this plane, you go from a 10 to a 5.
Jeez.
And guess what? Nobody was talking. I'm like, do you see this bitch? Are you kidding me?
I like it.
I told you.
Like he said, like what is he? He's from Arkansas.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then played at Oregon and Indiana.
Can I just tell you?
Different.
He is.
For sure.
The second black person I know from Arkansas.
Who's the first?
I played with him, Chris Warren.
Hmm.
And let me explain something to you. I've never been to Arkansas. You know why? Go read up on Arkansas.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Very shocking.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, no. I have driven around Arkansas.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Arkansas, by the way.
Don't play, huh?
One of my college football teams to watch this year.
Why?
I play with them college football. They're fast.
Whew, really? So I'm sitting here telling you about the plight of the southern region, and you're talking about...
Don't they have a Marlin on their team who's 30?
Oh, no.
Harrison?
I know he was a Marlin at one point. I know he was a Brewer.
He was in the Yellow trade.
Wow.
What happened?
Yeah,
he went back to college?
He went back to college. He's 29, and he's playing for... I don't know if he made the team. I assume he did.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that in college. College, you... Just walk on.
Yeah, well, he's playing for Arkansas.
29.
Well, he's got another Chris Winkie situation, which is, can I just say it real quick? The most baffling and annoying thing about college athletics. You can play professional baseball and not use your football eligibility, right?
Yeah.
But you remember the kid from Colorado that made the Olympics in snowboarding, and they disqualified him because he was getting money to train for snowboarding, and they wouldn't let him play football.
So stupid.
It is the dumbest thing in the world, and that's why everybody looks at the NCAA like a clown show.
Yep.
Because of stuff like that. I had a guy that I played with, Greg McMurtry. He was on scholarship at the University of Michigan. Every summer... He also got drafted in baseball. He would go and get paid and play baseball in the farm system. And, like, I don't get it.
He's turning 29 this week, and he's a wide receiver.
Can he run?
I mean, he was very athletic for a baseball player. Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. But, like, he looked like Monte Harrison.
Well, questions.
Hmm?
Hand-eye coordination.
Hmm?
Can he catch?
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same, like you know, a great hitter. They say he got great hands, right?
It's one of those guys that I feel like Monte Harrison always had like a viral home run because he hit it 500 feet, but it was the one home run.
Yeah, just one,
one. See,
I'm surprised, like you reckon. Well, of course, you have like a plethora of baseball players in your brain, especially Marlins. But
well, especially when there's trades.
Yeah, I remember him for the Yelich trade. That's what always stuck out. Like there was a year we thought, oh, he's going to be a thing. Like oh. Monte Harrison, we're excited for him to come up.
Oh, J.J. Bleday, you know.
J.J. Bleday was like the number one pick in the draft. What, number two or something like that, right?
I don't remember what his number was, but he was the Marlins' first round pick.
And I saw him, I remember watching him in the College World Series. Yeah. Like, oh, he is it.
29, though. I mean, the Aussie punter did it.
Wait.
That's true.
I mean, what about Chris Winkie?
How old was Chris Winkie?
26?
Sheesh.
Didn't he win the Heisman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fair, though?
And then what about Drew Henson.
How old is he?
He did it in Dallas.
Yeah.
He went and played baseball. I always know Drew Henson because they used to give that job to Drew Henson and sit Tom Brady.
Mm.
Think about that. You're at Michigan. You have two choices. Tom Brady and Drew Henson, and you kept rolling with Drew Henson.
We'll take a break. Back with more for this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Frogboy, did you enjoy hosting a post game on Saturday? A voyage for you to get out of some. How many hours do you guys do? How many did you do?
So I was getting off at midnight. I'm not going to lie to you. If they wanted me to do longer for any reason, I wasn't going to do it. But I did 10 to midnight. It was unfortunately not the most highlight-filled game, if you will.
Dude. But, it was not.
It was.
Both games have kind of gone the same way. We're like, hey, pretty good starts. Yeah. Pretty entertaining, captivating. And then
here's all you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's all you want. You want to see, you know, what your guys look like. And so you saw Tua in there get in and make some throws. And you go, oh, Tua's Tua.
Yep, Tua right? Tua.
You want to see, you know, the new guys, the young guys, and how they play. There's only one thing that really pissed me off in this game.
I think I know what it is, but
Marcos.
Marcos, can I whisper it in your ear? All right.
Please do.
You tell me if I got it right.
All right. Hey, come on. Come on. Get out of here.
I can hear you.
What?
Am I right?
So, no, I don't know. I didn't. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
And I used to say this about things in general. Right? There's certain situations where you don't need to talk trash about what you're going to be because the game is on Sunday.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Don't tell me how tough you are. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me how you big up front and going to stop the run and then get ran over by a group of men that's not even game planning for you.
So
that's the same stuff as last year, getting dump trucked and ran over.
Oh, so you were upset about the Brian Robinson run?
Just all the running.
Wow. Okay.
They ran over him like it's not
nilly.
You know how hard it is to run the football in preseason? It is impossible because everything is basic. Line up and play football. When I saw that, I'm like, oh my goodness, Nate talking about we're going to be tougher and we're going to talk trash and we're going to fight during camp. That's the definition of fighting, not giving up an inch.
That wasn't my prediction.
What was it?
Raheem Mostert failing to get it on third and short twice.
Yeah, that too. But again, some of your best running teams, okay, also has a very good defense to stop the run. Those two work hand in hand. If you look at Baltimore over the years, up front, they're dogs on defensive front. And usually they run the ball really well on offense simply because that's what you're practicing against every day. That creates toughness. Now, I see one side of the ball, they running at will, and I look at the other side of the ball, and you're getting stuffed on 3rd and 1 twice.
Yep.
Now, don't come to me talking.
You want to know?
Don't come to me talking.
Can I just say something?
I know. This.
You know why they didn't get that 3rd and 1? I can work. getting face planted.
I mean, our boy, he also did an Olay.
Oh, Patrick Paul?
Yeah, but can I tell you, here, y'all don't want to hear this. I'm going to tell you why. He was tired.
Really?
Yeah. He played a lot of
it. Looked like they crossed his big ass up.
No.
He was like,
hey, the first thing that goes when you get tired are your legs. Mm. So he didn't look like he had the quick feet. He didn't, and that's what happens when you get tired.
It was a bad mistake, but that was, you know, like, it led to a fumble, but, you know, he's still a giant.
Do you understand that those two things, okay?
Mm?
If you don't fix that, Tua ain't gonna never get on the field.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You think every team that you play right now is watching that tape and say, oh, we can run it on them.
It was funny, Marcos, because I remember, because I know people are gonna text in and they're gonna be like, this is the second preseason game and all that stuff.
No.
The
attitude in which you stop. And I'm telling you right now, it is impossible to run the football during training camp. And during the preseason, because you're not game planning. There's no scheme, right? You're just hand off, lead blocker. Hand off, lead blocker. There's no trickery.
Sometimes Leroy is ghost of takes past, Marcos. And there was one time back in 2018-ish, the Miami Hurricanes played Bethune-Cookman.
Yep.
Ah, they won 69-0.
Yep. I didn't care.
But Leroy was incensed on Monday because they failed in one drive.
Yes.
To pick up 4th-and-1.
I do remember that, actually.
And guess what? And as the season played on,
okay. Exposed.
Soft.
But no, there's only in every game, whether it's preseason or during the regular season, right? There's certain moments in the game that you have to take care of. Otherwise, you're going to deal with it all year. So, number one, every team is going to throw some BS blitz at you during the preseason. They may never use that blitz again. But they're just testing the waters. Let's see if they can pick up the blitz. Let's see if they can do this. If you don't pick it up, and this is one of the first things you're told in camp as an offense, hey, if we don't pick up the blitz in camp, we're going to see it all year. Right? You pick up the blitz in camp. They go, okay, well, we got to find another method because the blitz is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's just how it goes. The other thing, if you're getting run on, in camp or in preseason or in camp, watch how many teams try to run the ball and to keep the ball out to his hands. You got to set that tone now to let people know that that's not going to be a possibility. So if any time, any team thinks, oh, kind of soft, they're going to try to bully you.
Wow.
That's reality.
I don't like that.
That's the reality of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But though, that's not a news flash. At any point in time, think about it. You could go in the fight game, you go into boxing. Anytime your opponent senses that you're soft, right? What do? They become more aggressive.
Sure.
And that's what happens in football.
Did you, were you impressed at all with Cam Smith? Cam Smith had a bad first whiff and then he kind of picked it up afterwards.
It's all part of the evolution of Cam Smith. Like,
Hammy got him at the end.
We make it sound like everybody's supposed to be excellent at their job right away. Right? Mm-hmm. And for everybody, it's different. Everybody's not on the same trajectory. And I can't, there's no other way of explaining it. Some guys get it quick. Some guys, depending on the system you're in or whatever, make it so much easier, you know, to perform and excel. Others, there's a greater learning curve, whether it's with Fangs has a very difficult and hard to learn scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's it. And guys spend more time looking other than playing. And the whole point of it is you want to always be able to go on the field and just relax and play. Just relax. You know what to do. Just go out there and be athletic. Be able to be the best version of you. If you have questions, if you have doubt, that's why anytime you see somebody in the secondary, why is he just standing there? He doesn't know what to do. And so I don't care how fast you are. I don't care how much ability you have. When you're cautious, it costs you. The other thing is I was watching these other quarterbacks and everybody saying why we should bring Tannehill in or whatever. Like, you know how hard it is to throw a football when there's no separation? Zero. All these guys are supposed to be burners.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how fast you are. It's how well you use that speed. So all these guys coming up, have gone to college, going through college thing, and I can just outrun everybody. Well, no. That doesn't work in the NFL.
Yeah, they also had a couple of drives that that got, like, you had the drive where Patrick Paul did get crossed up, and then he got sacked, lost the football, and then, I mean, Fat Cat Sanders was back. He missed a drive. He missed a field goal.
Wait, there he goes.
So that ended the drive, too.
What do you say? He missed one field goal. Fat Cat is back.
Oh,
wait, look
back
how,
at it again,
how quick we forget. Dude made a 58-yarder the week before. Nothing.
No, I mean, it's you know, when you're on notice, you're on notice. So.
Already? One miss?
Not one miss. It's just like we've already had our trepidations about it. You know, he did have Christmas Eve. He sent the Dolphins to the playoffs, but still.
Well, you're having flashbacks of 2 years ago?
I always get nervous. I don't know when I'm going to get to the point where I'm not nervous with him kicking.
Here, take it from me. I get sweaty palms anytime any kicker kicks.
Fair point.
Like, we're all like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all. I never say the words, this is a guarantee. I never say the words, he's sure to make this. No. I'm even on the edge of my seat for extra points. Because guess what? I lived it.
It was tough.
It's tough. So while you sitting here getting them, like, imagine having, in all my years of living, having it every day you watch a football game.
Yeah, you would have felt a bit different about the backup quarterbacks. Then you also had the Braxton Berrios bad drop in the end zone.
The ball was tipped. That, no, dude.
It's right in your chest.
It wasn't in his chest. No, it hit, but. All right.
If you touch it,
Intangibles. Can I put you in front of a judge machine and just tip the ball and watch you bust your nose?
That's cute. Okay, but like,
I'll give him a little bit of a
intangibles.
Want
a word?
Here's what
the
I would,
intangibles want a word.
Here's what I would say.
Gotta have short hands.
Here's what I would say.
And Donnie,
a lot of people would have caught that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
I know why he missed it, which is more important.
What's that?
Right. It got tipped.
Intangibles want a word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The intangibles want a word.
So now
River Craycraft catches that.
River.
So does Berrios come out and say, "Well, I'm not intangible. I'm Latino."
Indomitable.
So I have some. I have some questions. Like, and.
Like, whatever, you know, like, I get what you're saying, too, but it's like, whatever happened to making a tough play? Like, Mike Harley, right?
Right? Exactly.
Like, you're going to go make a tough play. Like,
right.
You're end of the roster. Here. Like, it's right in your hands. Make the play.
But that's what separates you from the other guys,
mm-hmm.
right? The ability to make that tough catch. That's the difference between Tyreek and Waddle and the guys that play behind them. They make those tough catches. That's just the nature of it, right? So, yeah.
That's how we know, man. It's consistency, you know? It's consistency. And that's also what separates the great dry cleaning from the bum dry cleaners.
Yeah.
And for the best dry cleaning, you know, no practice squatters here, no third stringers here. The best dry cleaning in South Florida, you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years, run and own. The owners are, that's our boy, fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience, Leroy.
Hey. Give him a call, 954-610-9383. And guess what? He has a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy.
Yes.
25% off your order.
Wow.
25%.
25% off your dry cleaning.
Here's what they do. It's start of school. You got to fix your kids' uniforms.
Yep.
Don't go buy new ones. Let them pants out. Hem them up. Let something out. Adjusting pants. They got another 2 years in pants. He can do that. You need a new wardrobe. Mm-hmm. You need it hemmed up. He can do that.
Teacher wardrobe. Maybe you got your summer body on and you want to, you know, fix the alterations there.
ROTC. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send your kid out there with them short pants.
No,
right? It's terrible.
You don't want to be looking like LeBron and D. Wade in 2012. You know?
But here's what you need to do. Give him a call. Give Ara a call. At 954-610-9383, because all the prices vary.
Yep.
And he'll give you an estimate.
He's available.
He'll let
anytime.
You know how much it costs. He's available.
He's available anytime. They got a seamstress on site. They can do same day alterations. You got a sewing emergency. A&T Dry Cleaners can help you out. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Like Leroy said, 954-610-9383. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. And you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. A&T Dry Cleaners. Call them up, 954 954-
610-9383. Tell Aura Tobin and Leroy sent you.
It's electric.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM.
We were just admitted to a crime, I think.
Oh, really?
If I'm not mistaken. He's threatening a child.
Wow. Dolphin Kane says, Leroy and Tobin acting like Tyreek Hill and Waddle didn't drop TDs last year in key games.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm not. Listen.
We let him know about it.
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, if you want to separate yourself on a roster, then you got to make plays that the other guys don't.
Right.
Okay. Braxton Berrios is not going to be Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, okay? But how what we think of him, sure-handed return guy.
Makes tough catches.
So if he doesn't separate himself from the other receivers, here's the decisions that are made. We can get a younger guy, right, who has more upside, that can do the same things he can do, and is a return guy. That's how you lose your job.
For sure.
You lose your job not by how good or bad you are, but how much you separate yourself from the guy that's coming up.
And the other thing is, you know, we've talked so much about these quarterbacks behind Tua, which this is just like, it just feels like
it's not fair to them.
It just feels like the one thing we're attacking because it's just, what else are we talking about? You know, Tua, there's no drama. The offense, when he's in there, looks excellent. You know, there's and injuries. Like, those are the things that we're on right now. So, like, these are the guys. But as a backup quarterback and in these moments, like, yeah, if he throws the ball up there, tipped or not tipped, if it's in the vicinity to catch, like, yeah, make him a play. Like, it's your backup quarterback. Pick him up.
It's here. Also, think about it this way. There's guys who are on the team and guys who are trying to make the team, right? Once you get past Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham, those three.
Craycraft.
They're going to keep Craycraft.
Oh, yeah.
And now you got.
So pissed, by the way, that we weren't allowed to bet that. This is ridiculous.
and now you got Jonnu Smith, who also does a lot of those things.
Dude.
Okay, if you are going to make this team, that's how you're going to make it.
Jonnu Smith. Motion.
He can play. He can run. Slim.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just like a big guy.
I always thought he was built like Shannon Sharp.
Motion, dude.
No.
Right?
What's that big guy? Delanie Walker, I think is what I'm thinking of. I can't. I just thought he was a big body that was mainly for like blocking.
No,
and stuff.
That's Hill.
Here's the problem.
That's Hill's bag. Like Julian Hill's a moose.
Here's the problem that one of the reasons why Atlanta got rid of him, because they already have a tight end that they Pitts. Drafted Pitts that does the same stuff.
Hmm.
So, no. But he's very athletic. Oh, man. Could you imagine having to watch that game?
Which one?
Steelers and Buffalo.
Oof.
9-3 was the final.
We weren't far off, dude. If it wasn't for that first drive, we weren't far off.
Yeah, but that's just it.
Yeah.
The starters went in, sustained a drive, and you're like, okay, I'm good.
You were very impressed before the show. We were all talking about because this guy over here, he wants to take credit for mobile Tua.
I did it.
But did you like his nimble little move with the guy in front of him, sidearm pass to Julian Hill?
Like that. Those things right there is what kind of separates. The other thing is that you don't understand how hard it is to make a decision to get rid of the ball that quick, right? Most people think it's predetermined where he's going to go. That's not true. And every receiver on the team has to be on high alert. Because I'm more than sure that whoever that was at the slot did not think he was getting the ball in one step. So, just to see the way he runs that offense, I think a lot of times people take that for granted because Tua does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really what separates him. His ability to get rid of the ball quick, to know where to go. Very rarely will Tua just have a terrible throw, right? to where he throws in the wrong spot. Now, a lot of that last year or 2 years ago was because he was concussed and it just didn't look right. But
usually if Tua has a bad looking interception because it says like he throws to spots, like there's probably some breakdown in the play. Like
right.
Somebody messed up.
Right.
And so it will look really bad.
Because you have to understand, and the crazy thing about it is, when you watch, when they show replays and watch where Tua throws the ball and see nobody's there and then the receiver runs into that area, like it's cool to watch.
It is.
So, like, and if you think anybody can do that, you're crazy. So, but as each year goes by, Tua dispels more and more of the nonsense. Like, because remember, after the first year, all he does is throw checkdowns. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. And then last year, oh my goodness, he was like second or third in the league and throwing the ball downfield, and his completion percentage was first.
Yeah, the last 2 years have been insanely
fun.
Right.
Then you know what they say? Oh, he has Tyreek. Right? Like, it just, they just keep moving.
Oh, dude. But speaking of Tyreek, former quarterback, did you see the behind the back pass this week?
Oh my goodness. What is, like,
ridiculous.
I mean, like,
behind the back?
First of all,
sick of him.
Here's what makes it even worse.
What are we doing?
Like, he has the body that he's going to go on the sideline and eat a chili dog. Right.
Like, well, I don't like how much, like, it's almost, their excellence is annoying because
he's street ball. It because, almost looks like street ball.
Well,
like,
what? He said, he's like, Travis Kelce messed up the route, so I'm just like, here, try this, catch. he was almost punishing him. He's like, ah, catch behind the back.
It's like, what are you doing? Okay, there.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right. Now, could you imagine anybody calling somebody out like that? Like, so you know they have a good relationship.
Of course.
Right?
Well, yeah, and then Travis Kelce responded by doing his voice. I'm like, good comeback. Solid. How are you supposed to, like that's got to be hurtful if it's Mahomes.
He ran around.
But no, it's like, okay, so they're already doing this in like the middle of August. We're already doing trick plays behind the back.
But and as much as you want to hate Patrick Mahomes and you're tired of him, you can't be tired of him. Like, he just, like, here's another one of those situations. The guy's doing all this winning. He hasn't done anything wrong, and everybody just gets tired of him, right? It was like, you remember how much everybody loved Brady, and then he start winning. Hey, Brady. Well, a little different for you because it's in the division.
Brady was kind of boring, though. You got to admit.
Well, wait. See, I say the same thing. Yeah, right. Like, think about this. You say Brady is the best, right?
Yeah.
His average pass is about half the distance of Tua.
Yeah.
But we put that moniker on Tua, and we accept it because Tom Brady was winning.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
But he also, I mean, like, they surrounded him with intangibles.
A lot of,
you know, like,
oh, yeah.
And, The year he had Randy Moss.
He broke every NFL record.
Yeah, and then the year that and then in Tampa, he was still, like, chucking bombs to all their weapons, so.
Right. And I think that's the most incredible thing about Tom Brady when he got older. It's not, but you guys remember what Peyton Manning looked like old?
Yep.
Versus Tom Brady. There is no way Peyton Manning could throw any of those balls Tom Brady was throwing his last year.
Well, by the way, Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback for the Raiders now. He beat out Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, for real?
Officially.
Real tough.
You mean jean shorts?
Yeah.
That's okay. It's only a matter of time before
Devontae I just picture him coming in with some country playing and some jean shorts and boots on.
Yeah.
I could throw it over those mountains.
Like, it's amazing at how many, like, well, like, Gardner Minshew can do no wrong to this point, right? He keeps getting opportunities. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes his attitude. He makes plays. He's a grinder. And people love that. It, like, we don't ever question him like we question a lot of these other guys. Like, Russell Wilson?
Oof.
Dude, like, you're the veteran. You're not supposed to throw it to the other team.
Justin Fields may win that job.
It's pretty bad up there.
Do you want to, like, make that decision that quick?
I don't know. But you know what I did want to ask you about preseason? Did you ever get sprung into an action like that happened to the poor FAU receiver?
He had to play running back?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
You had to do that?
No. Well, no. I had to do it during the regular season.
Oh.
We were playing Kansas City, right? And I went for 71 yards, touchdown. Ooh. I'm exhausted. I'm on the sideline. Bill walks over to me and say, "Hey, safety's banged up. I need you to run down on kickoff." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? What?
How did he get banged up? Nobody else?"
I said, I'm like,
did you get a game ball?
But you should have got a game ball just for running down on kickoff.
It was week 13, by the way, 1991. Looked it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
71 yards.
Yep.
And the only reason why I remember it is because my high school teammate was guarding me.
Oh. Oh, that's got
to
be good.
We used to talk trash every offseason. And after that, I said, right after the game, I can't wait till we get back.
I felt bad for him. I feel like he deserves a practice squad spot just for that.
Just for that. No, it's fair.
Well, I mean.
Because, by the way, then afterwards, you like, that second half. Because they're going to run the ball. Yeah. We're going to keep going three and out. This is brutal.
Good, right.
That's good.
Can't hand the ball off. Nope. You know, it's just, we're sitting here. Like, look, I get, I'm all for protecting the players and getting through this. But this is two games in a row now. They've literally run out of players.
Yep. Not good.
Well, I mean, when you're here, everybody has a game plan, right? So they have a game plan, who's going to play what and whatever. But you know what they never include in there? Injuries. You got, hold on, let me spell this out for you. You have 90 guys on the roster right now, 80, 90 guys, and you run out of players in the preseason game. Chew on that.
Crazy. Felt bad for Chris Brooks, though. Had that great run, then he got hurt.
Leroy, you were balling this game, dude. He also had like a 25-yard run, another pass for a first down in which you tried to hurdle over someone.
Imagine if it was Robert Smith.
Shoulder pads. Look at this.
Well, first of all, you can't catch.
Six rushes, two catches, 139 yards.
Did you guys know Noah Igbinoghene was a Commander?
Oh, I heard his name, and I was like, he's back.
Wait, did he get traded to Dallas?
He did.
Yeah, how that happens sometimes.
He was playing in the third quarter. I think he's fighting for a roster spot.
Washington, dude. Jesus.
Oh, they did it, huh?
Hmm?
I'm looking at your, oh, wow, I never look at this.
What?
Your rundown.
Oh, what did they do?
I'm looking at Ubersaurus.
Who?
Ubersell.
Who's this?
Yavaselli?
Yavaselli.
Oh. Yeah. He agreed with the Sixers.
Ubershaw.
Yeah, Yabusele.
Who's that?
Because he was balling in the Olympics.
He was.
Oh, my goodness. Big boy, too. Dang.
Mm-hmm. It was he dunked on LeBron's ass.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I just realized who he was. The Sixers?
Sixers got
him.
What are we doing?
Hey.
Every team's getting better in the East.
The French guy.
Yeah.
He acted a fool.
He was good.
What did he have, like 28?
I don't know. He made an impact on the game.
He killed it.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Stephen Ross. And put some expectations out there on the Dolphins preseason broadcast. We'll get to that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.